In our previous post, we looked at King David's Psalms, the inspiration behind them, and how they point to redemption. From Psalm 16, we saw how King David prophesied about the Messiah's resurrection, and glory to God, Yeshua fulfilled every detail of that prophecy. In this second part of our series on the use of Israel music videos in evangelism, we'll be learning from Psalm 32, another Spirit-inspired song by King David. This time, our focus will be on the biblical use of music in communicating God's word. But before we go into the nitty-gritty of our study, let's have a quick peek at how God conveyed his plans to the prophets in the Old Testament. The revelation of God's plan in the Old Testament. The Bible is such a wonderful book. It gives us a clear revelation of God's desire for humanity. And one of God's desires that the scripture is loud about is that he wants everyone to be saved, Ezekiel 33:11, 1 Timothy 2:2, 2 Peter 3:9. At various times and in various ways, God communicated this to the prophets, Hebrews 1:1, and they conveyed what God told them in different ways to the people. By the Spirit, the likes of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and a few other prophets verbally prophesied God's word, and that is great. However, King David engaged his God-given talent as a musician to sing out the message. What a creative way to share God's word. It was the same Spirit, the same message, but this time through a different means of communication. Our ministry is doing the same today through our Israel music videos. Trust me, music is a great evangelistic resource that we can use to reach millions of souls across all age groups with the glorious gospel of Yeshua. King David discovered this thousands of years ago and sang about 73 psalms about redemption. Foreseeing a time when God would redeem his people, this patriarch of the faith sang that God would surround him with songs of deliverance, Psalms 32:7. I want us to take a closer look at this text and find out what King David was prophesying about. Songs of deliverance. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah, Psalms 32:7. Anytime we are studying God's word, whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, our primary focus should be to investigate the original intention of the author of the chapter with the help of the Holy Spirit. You see, a verse of the scripture cannot mean today what it did not mean when it was written. We cannot impose our opinions on God's word, not at all. Instead, we need to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit to rightly divide the word of truth. John 12:12-13. 2 Timothy 2:15. In my opinion, proper interpretation of God's word should be one of our top emphases today, both as individuals and as Jewish evangelism ministries, as we believe God for a great harvest of souls in Israel. So what deliverance was King David referring to in Psalm 32:7? The first verse of that psalm seems to give us a clue. It says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." King David was referring to our deliverance or salvation from sin. When the first man sinned, the devil became our master, Ephesians 2:2. Adam's transgression in Eden gave the devil ascendancy over the entire human race, Romans 3:23. Yeshua, the Son of God, came to destroy the works of the devil, Matthew 1:21, 1 John 3:8. He paid the price for our redemption and terminated the devil's dynasty over us, Romans 6:22-23, Ephesians 1:7. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lord has brought back the captivity of Zion. Our mouth is filled with laughter and our tongue with singing, Psalms 126:1-2. In Yeshua's triumph over sin, we now have songs of deliverance. Today, creative media ministries like ours are putting these songs out in many unique, soul-lifting melodies. Singing our deliverance. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, Hebrews 13:15. God has surrounded us with songs of deliverance from the enemy of our soul, the devil. As the scriptures say, he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron asunder, Psalms 107:16, Isaiah 45:2. Today we should sing our deliverance and continually give thanks to God. Beyond thanking God for victory, we should share the news of our redemption with every creature. Music provides a creative way to do that. By God's grace, our ministry and several other Great Commission media ministries in Israel are doing this. And you can be part of this activity too. Final thoughts. Music is a powerful tool for communicating deep truths, and the gospel is the most important truth the world needs to hear. We can take advantage of this great resource and start singing the songs of our deliverance over Israel, just like King David did in Psalm 32:7. That is our goal with our Israel music videos. Through these media resources, we can reach millions of people across all age groups, and best of all, without leaving our homes.